We have a $14 trillion debt. It's as big as our economy. That looks a lot like Greece. Second, we have over $50 trillion of unfunded liabilities. That is, promises we've made we cannot keep on very popular programs. We can't get this job done, and we cannot raise the debt ceiling without impacting some entitlements.
Promises we made, we cannot keep. The debt ceiling and entitlements. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell earlier today talking tough on the debt ceiling and budget cuts. But just like Speaker Boehner last night, is it realistic? Here now, Anthony Randazzo, Director of Economic Research for the Reason Foundation. Anthony, it's a pleasure. Welcome back to Freedom Watch. Is it realistic to expect, Anthony, that the Republicans will actually do something about entitlements, reduce the cost of them, take people off the entitlement rolls? Or is all of this just sort of fodder to keep the Tea Party folks in the fold?
You know, honestly, I don't think it's realistic when it comes to the debt ceiling issue. I mean, we have to deal with entitlement spending at some point, so it should be realistic that we deal with it right now. But the promises that Speaker Boehner made last night, I just don't think that he can keep them. And the people I talked to on the Hill, even in the GOP staff members, they don't really think that Boehner can keep them, nor that he's really even serious. A lot of this is to keep the Tea Party in line. It's a lot of good rhetoric, but it's not the approach that's really going to wind up coming out being real.
All right. Last night here in New York City, Speaker Boehner said words to the effect of, we need cuts in the trillions, not the billions. And from that, our colleagues in the media seem to say, okay, the Republicans are going to let the president borrow a trillion as long as he cuts a trillion. But you really have to read into this. Speaker Boehner was talking about cuts in the trillions over the next 10 years. The president is talking about borrowing a trillion between now and October. So they really don't match up at all. Stated right. Differently, what strings do you think John Boehner can succeed in attaching to the permission to the president to borrow another trillion in the next 6 months?
He's not going to get $1 trillion in cuts. There's not $1 trillion in cuts if you don't go to entitlement spending one way or another. And it really seems like entitlement spending is going to be off the table when it comes to the debt ceiling. They're not going to be able to put anything together on that over the next couple of weeks.
Let me stop you. What about what Mitch McConnell just said? Should we not believe that when he said entitlements are the problem? Does he not mean it? Or can he safely say it because he's in the minority? He doesn't even have to come up with any legislation that can make its way to the Senate floor.
You know, I can't be in the mind of Senator McConnell, but I don't know if he means it or not. It's just not going to happen, and particularly with Senator Toomey's bill, which is more or less punting on a number of entitlements and dealing with that right now. If that's the way that there's going to be Republicans in the Senate are going to be dealing with budgets go over the next 10 years and just looking at the deficit, not looking at long-term debt, there's no way that we can have entitlement reform right. in the next couple of months when it comes to the debt ceiling.
All right, Senator Toomey's bill cuts $500 billion from the budget, $500 here, $500 there. Senator Rand Paul cuts a great deal. Senator Rand Paul, I believe, is willing to address entitlements. Senator Toomey, as smart an economist as he is, does he recognize the amount of unfunded mandates, money the government has promised to pay people now living that it doesn't have? Isn't that number about $50 trillion? Isn't that number just utterly mind-boggling, and the government doesn't want to address that?
The numbers are staggering, and it's almost, you can throw them out there and they're not going to mean anything to anybody. There's three things that are all sort of interconnected when it comes to fiscal policy. One is the deficit, and that's over the next 10 years. That's, you know, passing a budget. The other is long-term debt, so that's entitlement spending. And then the right. third is tax reform. The Toomey budget only takes on one of those things. And from a political perspective, okay. that's not the worst thing in the world, but it's leaving the other two alone, and that's problematic.
Anthony, we just have a few seconds. As far as you know, are the Republicans in the House still going to take that sort of showtime vote up or down on the debt ceiling to sort of try and tell the Democrats that they mean business? And whichever Republican will vote no on raising the debt ceiling, but the vote won't count. Are they still planning to do that?
My sources tell me today that right now it's 50-50. The leadership wants to do it, but there are other people, at least 100 or so, that are really uncomfortable with it. And so it's really fluid at this point. It's even in the Republican Party, they're not really sure. They're fighting amongst themselves as whether or not they're going to do it.
Who's opposing it? The libertarians and free marketers, or the old line Republicans that really do want to raise the debt limit?
Even within the leadership, there's some back and forth. Definitely Cantor wants to go ahead and do it, but there's a number of representatives that have their Full Faith and Credit Act that they want to push instead.
Got it. Anthony Randazzo, always a pleasure. Thank you for this update.